Before the World Cup began, Brazilians were upset over spiraling costs and labor strikes, and the majority were unhappy with hosting the Games. But new poll numbers out this week show that that sentiment has shifted. 63% of Brazilians now support the World Cup. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on how one artist, Paulo Ito, captured Brazil's changing mood.
We are standing here in front of one of the main highways in Sao Paulo that goes towards the stadium where the World Cup games are being played. What are we seeing in front of us?
Sim, eu já tinha pintado aqui na radial faz bastante tempo.
That's Paulo Ito, a graffiti artist whose canvas is the streets of this gritty megacity. Ito is 36, soft-spoken, and he comes to our interview in paint-splattered pants. In a series of images, he's managed to capture the zeitgeist of the games here so far. His first World Cup-related picture went viral. You might even have seen it. It shows a poor black boy crying while being made to eat a football.
As pessoas estavam se questionando sobre o que é prioridade.
People were questioning themselves about what are the priorities here, what are the problems of Brazil, how can the World Cup happen in a country that is still developing. People were questioning all that, he says. And that image seemed to encapsulate many people's misgivings. Things, though, have changed since the World Cup began and Brazil's team started winning. So last week he painted a different image. His latest artwork can be found on the side of an underpass, and he describes the piece.
Aqui você vê grupo de torcedores.
It's a group of fans watching a soccer game on TV, and in the corner, there's a protester with a flag insulting FIFA, soccer's world governing body. He's wearing a bandana to cover his face, but like the others, he's watching the game too, he tells me. His inspiration, he says, was a small news story in one of the local papers. In Rio, there was a protest, and some of the protesters stopped to watch the game on TV as they were marching along to see how the game was going, Ito says. This image shows a contradiction, he says, which I think is very common and has a lot to do with me too, because I don't agree with FIFA, he says, but at the same time I like to watch the games, so it's a bit about that, he says. He says he will probably do a third image after the games are over.
Eu consegui dobrar os meus números de contatos no Facebook, que não é muito.
As for me, I doubled my likes on Facebook, which isn't much, he tells me. I didn't get money from it either. And personally, I didn't become famous. But the images have made an impact, he says. But a lasting one? He's not so sure.
Sim, mas a internet é tão.
Most people saw these images on the internet. Few people saw them on the walls. And the internet is as ephemeral as graffiti. One day it exists, and then in another day, it isn't there anymore. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.